I would like to start off by asking you a question. And there will be a few more questions during the course of the next 15 minutes or so. What happens inside you when you consider the word faith? Not what do you think, but what happens? Do you shy away from it? Because maybe you and your people have been harmed in its name? If that's true, please do what you need to this morning to take care of yourself and know that I am here to accompany you. Maybe it has no meaning for you at all. And if that's true, maybe it has no meaning for you at all. Maybe you've memorized some meaning for it at some time in your life that maybe you don't believe anymore. Maybe it's an abstract idea that you've left behind. Maybe it's one you'd like to explore, maybe even reclaim to define something you maybe want to explore in a spiritual or religious context. Or maybe you've already done this and you use the word to describe a thing particular to your journey. Our theme for this month is renewing faith. And I think the first step to talking about that needs to be understanding what we mean when we say faith. I'm pretty sure each of us has a different definition of the word. And so I am not going to presume to tell you what it means. I'm not that kind of preacher. But I am going to tell you what it means to me. And then invite you to think about what it means to you. You do not have to take me up on that invitation. I think faith is best described rather than defined. And often in metaphor, like the Rilke poem that Heike just read for us, and like the music that we have heard and sung so far, and the music we'll hear in a few minutes. Faith is a forest, some of us sang, in which doubts play and hide. Insight can hear the still small voice deep inside. When I met with the worship team to muse together about this month's theme, lots of synonyms for faith came up, like hope and trust and belief, and also lots of examples. Faith based on experience, right? Like having faith the sun will rise because it always does. Choosing to have children, coming from having faith that the world will continue. Or having faith in oneself when feeling uncertain about whether you can do something, but trust yourself deep inside your heart that you can. Last month, when we were reflecting together on the theme of widening the circle, I talked about a shared theology of inclusion, which I called a container, as we come together with our similarities and our differences, giving us a place to discover and nurture who we are together. I think that to build that container in a strong and lasting way, it's important for each of us to have an understanding of our own theology. And so I was really grateful to hear that some of you are interested in a class on creating or building or understanding your own theology. And I'm working on finding something that suits our time in ways that some of the older curricula don't. And I also think that it's important for each of us to have an understanding of our own faith, which I think is a different thing. I said during that reflection last month, as I was breaking down the word theology, that it means we're exploring among options of how to be in this world by using critical thinking about how we know or can learn about the ultimate. It's from a couple of weeks ago, if you want to listen to it again. It's a tool for making meaning of our experiences and for asking who and how we want to be in the world, given what we know about the ultimate. For me, I said, theology is both how I make sense of our world and guidance in how I respond to the world. And faith is different. Faith is about what I've learned as I do theology, as I reflect and learn and think critically about the ultimate. Faith is about what I've learned to trust, not just what I believe, but what I trust is true about my relationship with the ultimate. For me, that means my relationship with myself, with other people, with other beings, with the systems we're born into and the systems we've created, with the earth and the universe from which we emerged and of which stuff we are made. Faith is about what I trust to happen or to continue to happen based on what I've learned and reflected on and thought critically about. And it's also what I trust in here, in my gut and my instincts, that still small voice deep inside. Rabindranath Tagore was a Bengali polymath. It's a word I learned last night, which simply means he's somebody whose talents and skills and insights run a breadth of areas. So he was a poet and a writer and a playwright and a composer and a philosopher and a social reformer and a painter. Oof. And he had a huge impact on Bengali literature and music, as well as Indian art in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And among his many wise writings is this: faith is the bird that feels the light and sings when the dawn is dark. Faith is the bird that feels the light and sings when the dawn is dark. That's the kind of trust I'm talking about. So another question for you. In what do you have faith? To reflect on that, I invite you to follow a similar path to the one I just laid out. How do you define the ultimate? I didn't do that. I define the ultimate as that energy that arises between us when we make relationship. That thing that happens when we work together, that synergy that is more than just what I can do and you can do and you can do on your own. That's how I define the ultimate. So how do you define the ultimate? What have you learned in your explorations about the ultimate? And in the process of that learning, in what have you developed trust? What do you not just believe, but know deep within yourself, like the bird that feels the light and sings when the dawn is still dark? I'm going to give you a minute to breathe into that very big idea. And because my idea of faith did not come about in a minute, or by me sitting down by myself and thinking about it, you have your coffee hour question. In what do you have faith? And then there's another step to take, an even more challenging one. Maybe not harder, but challenging. Because our theme for the month isn't just faith. It's renewing faith, which implies that maybe we've lost faith, that we've had doubts, that the thing we've learned to trust has let us down in some way, or that we've learned that that is not the thing that we should be trusting. that maybe it's even dropped us completely. Has that happened to you? In what ways? And what happened to your faith as a result? I have had one experience with this. I've had many experiences with this. I have one I'm going to share. That was the big one. And I'm currently going through another, as I'm betting lots of us are. I am hoping that what I learned the first time will help me with this one. My first experience of losing faith, I have talked about a bit. It happened when my now ex-partner divorced me 5.5 years ago. Because my faith is about relationship. It's about community. It's about trusting the energy that arises between us humans when we build relationships. It's about living into that trust. The deeper the relationship, the deeper the faith. So when he left, it broke my faith. It broke my faith in not only him, but in this actual idea, this energy of relationship. If that can happen, I was ungrounded. I felt like I couldn't trust anything about my relationship with others anymore. I took that one thing and turned it into everything. Because it was such an understanding of my larger understanding of faith. I felt like I couldn't trust anything about my relationships with others anymore, since my trust in this relationship had dropped me. I felt like the universe had dropped me and that I was wrong in listening to the still small voice that had guided me for 20 years into trusting the way I had. My faith was broken. And I remember a time, a month or two after he left, walking to the lake. I live just a few blocks from Lake Monona. And I spent a lot of time that fall staying in motion, just moving to keep up with the excruciating emotions, right? Moving inside me. And so on this particular day, the leaves had lost their green. The air was cool, but very still, and the lake called to me. I walked to a place I go often where I can sit next to the lake under a few trees whose branches hang over me and over the water. I can watch the birds gather as they do in the fall, and I can watch the water move, and I can be reminded that I am just one little strand of that web of interconnection that holds all of life and all of the things that support life. The air was calm. The water was calm, with this smooth surface that I could have seen my reflection in had I leaned over and looked. And so there I was, sitting next to the lake, bewildered, angry, sad, doubting. And I started to talk and then to shout as if there was someone there to hear, someone who had more control over the situation than I did. I was indignant. I was furious at the lonely and scary place I'd been put. And so I shouted out toward the lake, "Really? Really? What is this supposed to be for?" Because I am a meaning-making human, even in the depths of sadness. Why is this happening? What am I supposed to learn from this? And a leaf fell down from the tree. And it landed on the water, and it made these ripples right on the surface, moving out in these concentric circles. And I looked at the ripples. And I thought about how I've invited people to drop stones into bowls of water in ritual, to remind ourselves of the ripples we make as we move through our lives and their impact on others. I know that lesson well. My theology is grounded in that lesson, the fact that we are all connected, right? Everything we do pulls on the web in some way that affects those around us. And so I shouted again, come on, I know that. And another leaf fell down. Nice, gently hit the water, made another set of ripple rings. And I said, seriously, is that the best you can do? This is killing me. And for what? What can this possibly teach me that I don't already know? I said in my human hubris. And unbelievably, another leaf came down. It landed on the water, it made more ripples, and I just really don't remember the rest of the next few minutes. I just felt. I would not have thought that that story was the beginning of anything, but it was. It was the beginning of renewing my faith in relationship with the ultimate. I didn't know that then, obviously, but now I look back and I realize those ripples weren't just a reminder of our interconnection. Sometimes we make the ripples. Sometimes we are the ripples. Sometimes we are the water. Sometimes we're the leaf. That is my faith, my trust in how relationship works. I lost it when one human dropped me because I was expecting all of the things to be part of that relationship that had to end. But even when it felt like the universe itself had dropped me, my connections were still there. I was still held by my people. I could still, apparently, talk to the trees. It was all still there. And coming back into relationship required that I remember that. This is critical for me to remember now, because I am doing the same thing now. I am shaking my fist and I am shouting at the state of the world. Because my faith is in relationship, I struggle to hold on to it in this time of deep, deep polarization, this time of hateful and inciting rhetoric, this time of a continued oppression and marginalization and violence and silence, and now explicit and militarized threats to a democratic world. Not just now, I know. Relationship is eroding. Trust is eroding. And new relationships are being built. Ways of seeing the world and our place in it that are based in life and in love have always been built and are still being built. There is resilience in the system just as there is in inequity. There are calls for unity competing with calls for division. There is adaptability making space within rigidity. And there is love alongside fear. My first crisis of faith has prepared me for this one, and I will not lose faith again. And I am here with you. As you engage in any version of this struggle that comes up for you, that is what being a faith community is, or what it means to me. That we will explore together, that we will learn together, that we will think critically together, that we will interrogate language and concepts together, and that we will live out of what we learn. As we make room to hear that still small voice and know what it is we trust. Each of us feels differently about the word faith, but I hope, I trust that we will continue and in some ways renew as we begin to get together again like this, in this weird and wonderful way. as we continue the work of building beloved and resilient community, as we continue and learn new ways to move love and resilience into the world as we move it into our lives. I have faith that that is what we will do. May it be so, and may we be so.